Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kevin O'Connell, there are multiple teams that actually are considering trying to trade for Kevin O'Connell. And the reason why, next year, the last year of his deal, had no contract talks yet at all. And look, if you're a team out there saying, why not take a shot, see if we can do it. Maybe the Vikings don't let it happen, but also Kevin O'Connell kind of has the card saying, hey, listen, I'm not going to resign there, so you might as well get something for me. Now, I don't know, because obviously, I don't think Kevin knows about this right now, but there are multiple teams who have them on that board to say, let's at least try and see if we can trade.
And I got to say, if you're Kevin O'Connell, the success he's had, you're surprised they haven't locked him down.
Right, you are.
That would
right?
be offensive.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Right.
I think he was surprised.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever it takes in a trade, I think you trade for him.
Yeah,
he's worth it.
He's definitely worth it. Great news there.
Yeah.
Thank you
so
much.
Yeah, let's see what happens there.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you so much for sharing that news. Thank you so much for doing your job.
I don't know if it's great news.
Say it's great news. What is great news?
I don't think a lot of Vikings fans are like, that's great news.
Huh?
I mean, good info, you mean? Is that what you meant?
It's good intel.
Thank you so much.
Great stuff.
Great news.
Great news. That's great news.
Vikings need a new coach going into the playoffs. That's great news. That was Jay Glazer over the weekend. I just want to play that audio because, one, I think it's interesting that Kevin O'Connell could be available, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings.
Another example, by the way, of a guy in his first year improving the team. I know he's in his third year now, but
You're allowed to do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
In fact, it happens quite a bit.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And he won 14 games this year.
14 games.
With Sam Darnold.
And if it wasn't for the Lions, he would have been 16-1.
Yeah, that's a good point. If it wasn't for the Lions, they might be in the mix for, getting out of the NFC.
And he had a top 10 offense this year with Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold.
Pretty great.
So I want to get into that as a way to get into the Patriots coaching search and how aggressive they're going to be, or if it's just a sham process and it's all Mike Vrabel.
Back-to-back shams.
As Florio just put it, if it's Vrabel versus the field, I'm taking Vrabel, which if I had to wager on it, I would too.
Mm-hmm.
But we have news out of Tennessee.
Yeah, they fired their general manager, Ran, not Ron, Carthen.
Ran.
His name's Ran.
Let's not dwell on this too much, but what's up with that?
Is it Randall?
Maybe.
Ranford?
Randolph. Randolph Childress.
Good
we
one.
Always called him Ran.
Could be a Randy.
Could be a Randy.
What's Randy short for? Randolph?
Randy Marsh. They used to do Ran all the time on South Park. They called him
Ran. His name is Randrick.
What?
A-R-A-N-D-R-I-C.
What's that now?
I would just go by that.
Randrick?
That's unique unto itself.
Nah, he got tired of explaining it to people.
Dude, Randrick?
Hey, what's your name, man?
Randrick.
Oh, I'm Randrick. And he's like, huh?
We're going to call you Ran.
Randrick? He's like, just
Cornell
call me Ran, man.
Carthon. A.K. Carthon is what he should be.
Or just RCC.
Wait, Cornell with a K or a C?
K.
Wow,
RKC.
There's so much with this.
This guy is wild. Can we get his parents on?
Cornell.
This guy needs a 30 for 30 just on his name.
Ranrick.
Ranrick Cornell with a K?
Well, he's going to have a lot more time on his hands to explain his name because he just got let go by the Tennessee Titans 2 years into the job.
Oh, boy.
This is the guy who fired Vrabel.
Correct.
I mean, unless you want to say the owner fired Vrabel, but like he was in charge. So Vrabel obviously had his beef with John Robinson, and John Robinson was the one famously traded away A.J. Brown. But then Robinson was gone Vrabel stage. Like, oh, they're empowering Vrabel. Then they brought in Ranrick, and they worked together for 1 year. They weren't very good. 6 wins. They fired Vrabel. He hired Brian Callahan.
Who's been awesome.
Has not been awesome. Number one pick in the draft coming their way. So he was there for 2 years. They outbid you for Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
Or us, or however you want to put it. They got Tony Pollard. They had a pretty big spending spree, like not a lot of good players necessarily.
No.
They obviously weren't good enough.
I got Calvin Ridley.
They did beat the Patriots, though.
Yep.
They smacked the Patriots around pretty nice.
See, now this is interesting.
They have the number one pick in the draft coming up, and they gave their GM 2 years, and they fired him today.
This is interesting. For all the people out there, text line, got to keep the light. Somebody's got to go turn the lights off.
Well.
What? Oh, really? Doesn't somebody have to do that in Tennessee? Why'd they fire their GM?
I think they're on like a sensor. Like, if you're not in a room long enough, I think they just go out.
I've been told okay. That people need to get cups of coffee and do all this business. Yeah. So somebody's got to be there. Somebody's got to do it. Tennessee disagrees. They just fired their GM.
And they have the number one pick.
Why is your GM here? I would bring this back on that. Right. But whatever. Side story. Yep. I don't trust the crass. We'll talk to Curran about it at high noon on a Tommy Tuesday. We also have tears coming up about 15 minutes from now. Is this a Vrabel story in any way? That Carthon is out. Carthon?
Yeah. Ranrick.
Ranrick.
Well, I think it's just more the dysfunction in Tennessee.
Say Carl Ranrick.
Overall, right? Like, yeah. I think... Some people here think it was a mistake to move on from Bill, and then you turn it over and you didn't know what you were doing. They moved on from Mike Vrabel, in part probably because of this guy, and then after a year, they're like, oh, crap. Like, they didn't trust him, and they clearly don't trust him with the biggest pick coming up. Now, different situation. They're keeping their coach, by all accounts. Mm-hmm. So it was another first-year coach. Obviously, they were horrible. He has a bad roster, too, and... But as of Tuesday, they're keeping their head coach, and now they're going to have to look for another GM. And now you play this whole same game, and just reverse of here. Now does the GM even want this guy? And then they're just going to continue to screw that up, it seems like.
Who the hell knows?
So maybe it's not a Vrabel story as much as it is how important it is for the coach and the GM to be in line.
So that's what I think it is.
Yeah.
It's a cautionary tale if Vrabel is like, yeah, I'll work with Elliott Wolf, even if he's going to bring in his own personnel guy. This is why you don't do it. This is why you don't keep Elliott Wolf around. Why is Wolf still here? It turns out you are allowed to fire your GM.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. I thought somebody had to come into the office.
Well, he's got the draft to get ready for.
I thought somebody still had to get ready for the draft. Exactly, right. Keith. Huh. So you are allowed to fire your GM.
Somebody needs to get ready for the draft makes no sense when you question how good they are at the draft.